Dirt and Sprague.
Over the last 27 years, the New York Knicks endured 17 losing seasons, 14 head coaches, 9 different lead basketball executives. They've been one of the least successful and most unstable franchises in the NBA. But that's all in the rearview mirror now. For the first time since 1999, the Knicks are in the NBA Finals.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Late, faced a trap, bounce pass Engsler. Now back to late near half court. They're playing off right now. 20 seconds left in regulation. Late dribbling toward the left, still holding up top. Late with 15. Hoists a three early, and she's got it! Unbelievable!
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello, happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
Nice to see you. How was the weekend?
It was delightful. Not a 4-day weekend like you, you bastard. How was that? Nice little 4-dayer, little package around a holiday day off.
Well, don't worry. You can text me this week when you're out for Thursday golf.
Hey, how was that? I'll take a Friday's off around here. It was great, dude. It was a great little weekend. A little rain yesterday kind of put a little damper on the Memorial Day festivities, but we needed it. You know, we're old and we say that now. We need a little rain.
Yeah, probably because I was out at the coast. By Monday, I was like totally good not having good weather.
I was kind of exhausted by the time the day it rolled around yesterday when it started raining, so it was kind of nice. He woke up from his nap, Teddy ball game, second half of the day, and it's like, sorry, dude, it's raining. We're not going outside. We're gonna hang inside, all right? Let's be low-key here for a couple hours. Dad's tired. We've been running around the last 3 days. I'm ready for like a 3-hour, let's just hang out, veg out on the couch, okay?
Yeah, so that's all you guys did, just hang out all weekend?
Yeah, yesterday we did, yeah. Mm-hmm. The other days we were around, seeing family. We're watching my parents' dog right now, so we're out and about, walking the dogs, got a couple of them around. Nothing really too big, though, over the weekend. We didn't do any. Went to IKEA. We did that. That was fun, you know, walking around IKEA.
God, your life.
Looking at dressers.
Sounds so exciting.
He's Frank the Tank all of a sudden.
That's great.
It's over.
What did we do yesterday morning? We went to IKEA. Yeah, walked around. That's cool.
Don't go to a restaurant. You'll be wondering, what kind of underwear is that woman wearing?
Could be, you know, is it a thong? Is it something cool I've never seen before? Is it laced? Is it red? Is it yellow? I don't know. I got that. The pressure pack, can we go to IKEA hints all weekend? And finally, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. We could go. I'll use up half my Monday. Let's go to IKEA.
I did
go to Golf Galaxy afterwards. I was like, if we're going to IKEA, I'm popping into Golf Galaxy.
What was the critical item or items or
what
thing
does IKEA
in the
provide
house
that a store doesn't
that was
around your
necessary.
House?
Got to look for dressers for the nursery, folks. We got to look at dressers for the nursery.
Why not go to a thrift store? Spend
don't
significantly
you, don't
less.
Don't you have
you
one?
Would text that to my wife. It'd be great.
And then redo it.
Yeah.
Revamp it.
You want
bring it back to life.
Why don't you fire
so
that
you're
one
doing.
See how that one gets handled.
You're doing and
float that one up in the air like I haven't done that 15 times. You know, do we need a new dresser? No. No, we don't. But, you know, that's where we're at yesterday. Let's go look at dressers at IKEA.
So you're doing a new nursery?
I you know what, Swag? I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want to talk about it right
now. Now, is your house a two-bedroom?
This is the summer of dirt, okay? I got some runway. I played golf on Friday. Forgot to mention that. All right? I got a kid-free day coming Friday night. I'm excited about that. We have an extra room for the kids. Not big, but we have an extra room for the nursery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a little bonus, smaller room. It works fine for a kid. They'll be all right.
So
that's the challenge. Is it's a smaller room. Mm. We got to find a dresser that properly fits the smaller room.
See, I would have thought you would have had all the nursery stuff for the one on the way, and then Teddy Ballgame gets new stuff, toddler.
Well, that's my hope. I'm not
like
buying
a big
a crib.
Boy bed.
Yeah, I'm not buying a crib yet because that's my whole thing of like, what if he's not sleeping in his crib anymore by the time the new kid's born?
Yeah.
Why? Then we have to.
That's a boy crib. You need.
Well, they're both boys.
Well, you need a different boy crib.
A new boy crib, right?
One boy crib, different boy crib.
Got to have two boy cribs.
I mean,
because, you know.
She's going to come up with that logic.
I'm like, hey, you know, this thing's not coming around until October, right? I get that we need to plan. I know that we need to,
Exactly.
There are things, there are balls that we can put in motion here. I'm totally acknowledging of that. It's also still May. We have a little bit of time to figure this all out.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to paint the nursery now, right. That I get.
Sure.
No, I kind of get it.
Weather's good.
No,
I can open all the windows, air it out.
I kind of get it's May. Before you know it, it's September.
It's gonna be May.
It's June in like a week.
Yeah, then there's all of June.
Yeah.
And then June, there's all of July, July, August, September. Oh, my God.
And then there's all of August.
Labor.
And then there's all of September.
You
got to
get it done now. I totally get it.
Got to do it right now.
You do need to have it done by Labor Day.
That is true. That I know. Because
you have projects to do on the weekend during football season,
it's not happening.
There's a problem.
It needs to be done by Labor Day. I acknowledge that. That's my internal clock. But even then, we still have 4 months.
You are going to be a fascinating co-host in, like, end of November.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool.
I don't know where you're going to be. Like, what did you see? What did you not see? Monday Night Football.
What?
In bed by 7.
What are you talking about? Sleep? What is sleep? I haven't had it in months. Oh, I got to wake up at 4 a.m.? Cool. This is going to be great.
Yeah, the new furniture thing is interesting because, like, we have convinced ourselves we need to buy...
stuff. We need more stuff.
The dresser that takes and is frustrating to put together that's only just going to break easier.
Probably, yep. Yeah.
Versus going to the thrift store that's probably a mile from your house.
Paint it white.
Paint it a new color.
Call
give it,
it
new
day.
Knobs and be like, oh my God, that looks brand new. Yeah.
Call it a day right there.
And it's real wood.
To make it even better, my parents have an old dresser that they're not using.
There you go.
That would actually fit into the room, too. Now, we didn't buy one yesterday, so I'm not giving up hope.
You went to IKEA, didn't you get anything?
Just to look, buddy. Just to look. I'm like, we're not buying this right now.
We
I'm
don't
not
go to IKEA it. Until it's purchase day.
No, I'm not.
You look on the website.
I was not going to hear the end of this, so I said, fine, we'll go.
Are they still printing those 800-page catalogs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Okay.
I did buy some frozen meatballs, though. We had those for dinner last night.
You went to IKEA and didn't buy the furniture?
We got a different rug. We got a rug for another room that, you know... that we definitely needed, and then bought some meatballs. That was my Monday.
You live
morning.
A little closer to IKEA than I do.
Oh, it was a 25-minute
drive. But it still sucks to commute out there.
I bought Teddy Ballgame a new golf club, though, so that was kind of cool. That was the highlight of the day. We went into Golf Galaxy, and he was pulling down $400 drivers, and I'm like, dude, no, we're putting that back. I'm not paying for that bad boy.
Baby Scotty?
Baby Scotty's ready to go. This is my only hope. This is my future. These are my dreams, okay? They're all on you, Teddy. Don't let me down. We're going to the PGA Tour.
That's right. Have him still watching. Blades Brown.
Yeah, Blades Brown. 19.
I know, he's got status.
He got his car over the weekend.
A 19-year-old got his car.
19-year-old
kid. Special temporary status, so he has unlimited sponsor exemptions the rest of the
way. That's only 17 more years.
And we're almost there.
Dude, you're almost there.
It's like 16 and some change.
16 and change.
We're almost 2.5 now, all right? Next month will be 2.5. We're only 16 and a half years away.
Dude, I got to be honest. It's one thing to need a new dresser and say, like, we have a free one here or... we can save money there.
Or go to a garage sale.
It's a whole other conversation to go to IKEA and not actually purchase furniture. That is
a massive
deal breaker for me.
Felt like a win and a loss at the same time. Because one, I didn't buy the dresser yet, so I'm still holding out hope that I don't have to buy
a
stupid
dresser. But how much
of your
day did you waste?
It ate up basically the whole first part of the day. You know? It was a 2.5-3 hour journey, right, when you count. Mm. Getting there. Walking
Parking.
Around. And then Teddy just grabs, they have those like foam soccer balls, little places.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's just grabbing those things and booting them all over the IKEA. And I'm chasing down soccer balls everywhere. I'm like, what is happening right now? How did I get here?
Now, how do you shop at IKEA? Do you start ground level or do you take escalator up?
I said, I will only go to IKEA to look at a dresser and not buy if we go the reverse way. So we're not walking through the whole thing. Because if you walk through the whole thing, you know what ends up happening.
Well, you start browsing and shopping for other stuff.
It's like Costco. So we went the back way.
There you go.
So you went past the registers.
Furniture
yes,
department.
Past the registers. Yeah. We did not go up the stairs. We walked and then went through to like where the big warehouse is.
Yeah.
And then walked up those stairs. And then we saw the dressers, looked at a couple other things.
Interesting.
And eventually got out of there. Ate meatballs last night for dinner. They were delightful.
Good call.
The IKEA meatballs, man. I'm telling you. There's a lot of balls in there. Okay. So you get a lot of balls, and they got chicken, beef, non-meat. I'm a big fan of the IKEA meatball.
I think the last thing you need is when you're going to a store. By the way, did you know you weren't going to buy it?
Yeah, it was like we're
so
not.
You knew you were browsing.
She would not relent on. We need to go look at the dresser.
I'm fighting. We're having a fight over this.
I
tell you right now. Tell your wife we're fighting.
I've waved a white
flag. Sprague and you. You're fighting.
I said, you're not going to give this up so we can go look at the dresser, but I'm not buying the dresser
today.
Yeah,
why did you have to go? Here's the tape measure. Go measure
it.
There's
literally an online thing. It shows you how big it is. So you have an take a ruler and be like, that's how big it is. That's what it'll look like.
I'm going to play this segment when I get home today.
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, I'm not in trouble. You're making the exact argument.
We got your back here.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that. I know.
IKEA's not an easy little store to just breeze in and out of.
No, it's not.
You had to plan how to shop there. All of a sudden, so you didn't shop for more.
And then it's like, oh, look at these lamps. I'm like, why are we looking at lamps? We don't need lamps.
Exactly.
Why are we? No. We don't,
it's not like going to Fred Meyer or Target like around the corner a
exactly.
couple blocks away.
We need to go to, you know, let's go to Trader Joe's for some groceries. By all means, we need food at all times.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
I will say this. It is a great store, but you're right. You have to be careful of how you browse because if you go in there the normal way.
Right.
Before you know it, it's
Costco.
Like, Andy, who knew spoons could be organized like that?
They're only $4.99. And like, the next thing you know, there's 17 things that are only $6 yes. lined up in your cart.
Yes.
And it seemed like a cheap outing, and now all of a sudden I got a full cart. How did that happen?
I mean, who doesn't look at one of the model rooms and go, oh, my God, we should do this? And you're like, oh, my God, I don't have a studio in a downtown apartment, so why would I do this? Like, let's not act like we're not all thinking the same thing here.
Oh, it's all I was thinking.
Oh, I
the
want this
time.
Kitchen.
Oh.
There's just 95,000 pieces of this kitchen.
That's all you need. Add it
that
up.
That you got to find to put it all together.
You put that thing together, you're good to go.
And did you measure your kitchen? Because I don't even know if it fits in your kitchen. Like, awesome. Great. But you got meatballs.
I got meatballs.
But you got meatballs and a baby Scotty camera.
I had meatballs for dinner last night. That was my Monday. How was everybody else's weekend?
I was delightful. I had a great getaway, dude.
Yeah, it looked like weather was good at the coast.
Weather ended up being fantastic. Yeah. Friday was fine. It was cloudy, but it wasn't like raining.
Which is perfect for the beach.
Perfect for the beach.
Yeah. No issues at all.
And then Saturday, Sunday weather was, especially Sunday, immaculate. I mean, it
not
was.
Not too windy?
Saturday was a little breezy every once in a while, but the sun was out the whole day, no clouds. And then Sunday was sun out, no wind.
Oh, it's perfect.
It was like burning up.
We're talking mid-70s? Did it get to the mid-70s?
Low
70s?
I think it like 66, but at the
upper
coast
60s.
When the sun's beating on you with no wind.
Yeah, it feels like it's 85.
It feels amazing. And the house we stayed in, they were friends of ours. That it was a gift for me coaching the basketball season. And so it was a really great, it's probably one of the best. I decided randomly, I think it was Friday, I think it's a top five gift I've ever been given in my life.
Really?
Wow.
A weekend getaway at the coast?
It's not just the weekend getaway. It was the house.
Good spot.
Did it have like a hot tub or a pool or something?
No hot tub. It was a house literally on the beach. Like when you walk on the beach and you look up at Cannon or Pacific City and
one
you
of those
see
houses
the houses
right there.
And you go, God, that life.
So had a great
that was
like,
one of the houses.
Porch to or deck or something.
One with... step into the sand.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Now we're talking.
With your own dune.
Now we're talking.
And then like you have an overlook there with nobody really around you.
Yeah, it's always the
fire
pain
pit
in the butt.
Somewhere?
You got to do the fire pit down the dune. The HOAs prohibit the fire to be right outside
but
the
house. But if you wanted to do a fire pit, guess who doesn't have to walk that far with
exactly.
wood?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're right there.
It was very easy.
Because one of the worst parts about going to the beach, I feel like, is, and you can get good spots that are close to the beach, but then when you're carrying all that crap.
It's the hauling.
Yeah. And then the picking up. And then where do we set up camp? But if you're right there, and it's just like, oh, I forgot something. Let me go run up and grab it.
It was really that simple.
Life of ease right there, my friend.
You know, it's a little more chilly. I'm going to go get a sweatshirt.
Yes.
10 steps later, sweatshirt, right. 10 steps back.
It's not a 20-minute walk back to the place that you're staying. I'll see you guys in an hour. I got to go get a sweatshirt.
The funniest thing was, so we walk in. I had an idea of it would being this nice. We got the Airbnb thing sent to us and was like, do you want Sun River or do you want the coast? I was like, well, it's my daughter's birthday weekend. Let's do the coast. That could be, you know, we're more of a beach family anyway.
Yeah.
So we do the coast one, and I knew it was a nice house. You walk in, and it's like the entire back wall, kitchen, living room, is just windows.
Yeah.
So, like, your whole
you're just staring at the beach
and the
ocean the whole
time. Staring at the beach and
the
ocean the entire time.
Yep.
And my daughter, my oldest, walks in, and she goes, oh, my God, I'm going to try to be really rich in my life.
That's the motivation right there.
And I said, please do that.
Please.
Mommy and Daddy would appreciate that.
If you could buy one of these in about 25 years that I could come stay in every once in a while, it'd
we'll
be great.
I'd come take care of the grandkids.
Let's start trading some cryptocurrency. What are we going to do? You got to get, you know, get your Robinhood app. Let's go, kiddo.
It was amazing.
Start making some cash for us.
Oh,
right?
It was great.
Yeah, beach getaways are pretty solid. When you get a good weather weekend this time of year, that's tough to top right there.
Well, especially for our birthday. It was my littlest birthday, so it was like a birthday weekend. I didn't want to be stuck inside with rain all the time.
No. The kid wants to go run around on the beach, man.
We got really lucky, man. We got really lucky. But it was a good time.
That's a win-win for everybody right there.
Yeah,
that's
big win-win.
That's a win-win.
I saw the big sports story of the weekend.
Oh.
Well, which one was that?
Well.
We had a handful of them.
We have some awkward local baseball stuff to discuss.
Oh, bring it on, bitch. The best part about it is this is, I mean, I love that this happened. It's perfect because we don't care.
See, you're the most obvious tell. What did I tell you, Swag, before you came in?
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't really
impact. It's either
going to
be,
rub it in your face.
Oh, we'll for sure rub it in your face if we win. Yeah.
Football season, dude.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But good luck.
Don't worry.
It'd be funny if we didn't even end up actually playing because we're the one and the two, right? So if we win the first game or lose the first game, you know, like
there's
vice
definitely
versa,
a way where they don't play.
There's a scenario where we don't meet. Yeah. My neighbor is a diehard. I got a neighbor who's a diehard Coug fan, and we were walking by, and I was wearing my
Ducks. That was
up.
The third element I didn't see.
And he
see.
Was like, hey, we're going to be at the Eugene Regional. And I was like, that's great. I was like, don't worry, dude. We're for sure going to choke. We're going to lose to Yale. I know it's going to happen.
Who'd you lose to? Was it last year?
I don't remember.
Didn't they lose to like a random?
Yes. Yeah. We do it every year. We lost to like
Occidental College or something.
A few years ago, it was worse. In the Super Regional, we got beat by somebody that was like the dental school for the blind. I don't
think
even
you lost
what
to an Occidental.
It might have been Occidental. Maybe it was Oxford who came over to the States to play us and we lost to them. Like, this is what we. I was like, don't worry, dude. You guys will be fine. Yale is here. Yale being there is somebody had a great meme that was like Oregon, Washington State, and Oregon State like punching each other in a bar and Yale just over in the corner eating a sandwich. Like, what's up with you guys?
You lost
man?
To Utah Valley.
That's what it was.
Utah Valley.
Yeah, Utah Valley.
Don't worry. We're going to lose to Yale.
Poly,
I know how this is going to go.
And then Cal Poly swept you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't even win a game in your regional.
Exactly.
That's
so,
right.
Don't worry. We'll choke. Well, good luck to you guys. Maybe you'll win it.
The funny thing was I didn't watch the game, but I was watching SportsCenter one of the nights, and I saw...
Walk off hit by pitch to lose the Big Ten. I actually was kind of glad that they ended it, to be honest with you, because at that point they had already knew... Like,
it was
the
11th inning, right?
It was the 11th inning. They're already hosting a regional. What is winning? I don't care about a conference.
I mean,
like, just,
it'd be kind of cool to say you won the Big Ten in baseball.
They already
and football.
Got screwed by the weather because they couldn't play the first day because of rain delays, and Nebraska fans got all butthurt.
2-1 lead in the ninth.
I know. By the time they blew that, it was like, can we just end this and not burn through
was
eight
there
bullpen
two outs
arms?
Too?
I think there was two outs. Yeah. I was watching, and then I walked out of the room and
so
walked
the
off.
Funny thing is, you asking any follow up as if he was watching and he really cared.
I actually
you know
did watch. I did watch this
no,
weekend.
There was
I'm saying
not
like,
a
oh,
lot
did I care?
Watched
no.
and you cared.
Yeah. No, not really.
That's a difference.
I just know their big Tank Samoan dude hit another bomb
dude,
on Sunday.
He's great.
That guy is all Lauvu. How do you, I can't remember how to say
I
his
think,
name.
Yeah. I think so.
I think it's Lauvu.
He hit like a 496
He's a freshman, right?
Home run.
I think he's massive.
There's like three
dude.
Freshmen that just mashed.
I think
the
brand man said he's going to pitch next year, too. Like he's our Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, there you go.
So get his tank ass on the
Polynesian
mound.
Polynesian Ohtani.
Let's go, dude.
That's awesome.
That's pretty badass.
That is pretty cool.
But I did say, we talked about that on Friday when you're out because the projections had either Oregon State hosting with Oregon there or Oregon hosting with Oregon State there.
I've seen them both ways.
And I'm like, yeah, this needs to happen. Because the rivalry's not really – in basketball, we don't care because both of our teams are terrible.
Yeah.
In football, it's not a rivalry anymore.
No.
It hasn't been for a while. And this is it. This is kind
of
it.
And this is Oregon State's –
this it's the only
baby.
Sport
it's
that we
baby.
Get to be an underdog.
This is their
in.
Only child.
It's the only one that we get to like punch up at you instead of punch down at you. You're better than us in every way.
Yeah, I mean, us meeting in the final to win the regional is the best case scenario. If it's Yale and Washington State.
Oh, it's good. So there'll be eight people there, and they'll all be Coug fans.
All of them would be Coug fans. What Yale fan would fly out here for that?
Everybody else going home.
They'd wait till the Super Regional to you're fly not, anywhere if they
Yale's
did
Yale's not flying
no,
out here to watch.
It's just parents and people with the program that are coming out.
I'll
that's it.
The first games of the Big Ten tournament when there was seven people in attendance.
Yeah.
There's going to be one academic that's teaching at Oregon that went to Yale that's going to be wearing
something
his
like
wife.
That. Yeah.
There's going to be one.
One Yale fan.
I'm a professor of history.
If there's more than 100 Yale fans... One, they're not going to be able to get tickets because any extra tickets, Beavs fans are going
to
scrap
try to,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, Beaver fans are going to grab all those
they're
tickets.
They're going to try to grab them all up. Yeah.
So, yeah. So
if we get
not...
a regional final or, regional final game
Oregon,
or series,
Oregon State.
Hopefully we can't both make it undefeated, right? Because the winners play.
Yeah, but you can play.
Because it's double elimination? Is that
it's
how it
double
works?
Double elimination.
Okay.
So. You have Cougs, Beavs, and then
Ducks and Yale.
The winners play the next day, and the losers play. That loser's out.
What if we play in the losers bracket? We both lose our first game. And now we're playing each other to eliminate
this is
the
it,
other.
Dude. That still would be nice. I just hope we get a game where there's something on the line. Like, yeah, that
I'm
would be fun.
There.
That's all we can ask for out of this regional. It's great. This has a chance to kind of revive the rivalry a little bit.
Yeah, so we got the Beavs going to Eugene for the Eugene Regional against the Ducks, the Cougs, and Yale. So that happened locally. We have a lot to talk about today. A busy little weekend in sports.
It was.
We have one team in the NBA Finals, and I don't know who's going to get in the NBA Finals out of the other series.
It was the Cavs, right? Because they were the best team. And that's not what they said. They won 3 of the 4 games, their coach said. Which
analytically,
they're there. I think mentally, they're going to the finals
right now.
You must
have only watched their press conferences.
let's start with that. The New York Knicks have punched their ticket. They're back in the NBA Finals after 27 years. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1, The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1, The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. It is Tuesday. Welcome back in, and it is a Sparta TRT edition today, so we'll get the mail sack in at the final hour of the radio program. You can text your mail sack questions in at 503-864-6326. We already have mail questions coming in, so we'll continue to copy and paste as the show continues to roll on here.
We had one sent in yesterday. We had a Memorial Day Monday mail sack question come in. It was still up on the text line because there were no live shows yesterday.
So we'll get to the mail sack coming up in the final hour of the radio program. But let's start. The New York Knicks have punched their ticket back to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999.
Party like it's 1999. Where's Prince when you need him?
I know. It really was no shocking development how they did it. They won Game 3. I thought rather easily, and then Game 4 was a complete rollover.
Yeah, dude, I'm not watching.
Scratch
that.
My belly, dog moment of like, we're done. It's it.
I didn't go anywhere near that game yesterday. If you give me a score worthy of watching at halftime, I will turn the game on. And that did not happen. The game was over. We had a great Game 3, Montreal and Carolina, that I was far more interested in, and they were going on at the same time. If you don't put up any effort, I'm not putting effort to find your game.
Well, so the New York Knicks winning the East, I don't think is shocking to anybody, but in what they've done in 11 games in a row.
They're dominating teams right now.
Well, it's the most dominant 11-game run of any team in NBA playoff history.
Yes, they have not. I think I read that they had only had one sweep or something like that in the Eastern Conference playoffs their entire existence, and now they've done it in back-to-back series.
Well, I think because they've won the East, what we're going to do as we talk about the NBA Finals, and they're waiting for their opponents, either going to be Spurs or the Thunder. We'll see what happens tonight in Game 5.
Could be a long layoff. We don't know how long that one's going to go.
It could. It feels like that's a 7-gamer. I don't know about you. Maybe the Thunder went 2 in a row. Maybe the Spurs went 2 in a row. I don't know what J-Dub's status is. I don't know what A.J. Mitchell's status is.
Right.
So maybe that's what's going to be the difference in that series. But as they wait, I think what's easy to do with the New York Knicks is to look at the East and say, it's the East. But it's one thing to say it's the East. It's another to sweep their way through and then, like, have an 11-game stretch that is the biggest point differential in NBA history.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really interesting. We did this, you know, somebody brought up a good point a couple weeks ago. We did this in 2016. The Warriors and the Thunder were dominant. One team had won 73 games. The other team, I forgot how many the Thunder won that
a
year
lot,
with KD.
They're a very good team.
And Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
But they had that legendary conference finals where they blew the 3-1 lead. And we looked at the same thing. Now, LeBron was on the other side of that, and so maybe there's some out there that want to say, it's still LeBron, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
But a lot of us were saying the same stuff. Even last year, it was the Thunder were pretty overwhelming favorites in that NBA Finals going into against the Pacers. And so I continue to look at the New York Knicks, and if this is how they are going to play, and I don't have evidence to suggest otherwise, dude, I think we're in for a really good NBA Finals no matter what happens between Thunder and Spurs.
If they can keep this up, playing at the level they're playing at, they can beat whoever shows up. Like, they are getting it everywhere in their lineup right now. There's not really a weak spot, and that's the thing about New York that I'm probably the most surprised by. I feel like depth was a big conversation for them for a lot of the season of, like, we know what the starting lineup is, but who's scoring coming off the bench? And it feels like every game there's somebody getting hot going for 15 or 16 points. It's happened in multiple games, and the comeback win in Game 1, the bench was huge from there. Karl-Anthony Towns. Do we still not want Karl-Anthony Towns? Because he's playing pretty good. Didn't miss a three yesterday. He's been outstanding.
His reputation is a really interesting one. It's very it's Harden-esque in some ways of how people talk about him versus what he has been as a player and the teams he's been a part of. Like, we love to crap on him here because he's kind of been in random, never really backed trade fodder conversation.
Yes.
And when I've brought him up, I've had people like laugh at the notion, and I'm like, I don't know, man. The Timberwolves were pretty good with him.
The Knicks have been pretty good with him.
The Knicks have been pretty, like, maybe he's not a bad player.
They went to the conference finals last year. Now they're going to the NBA finals this year. He had 19 points on 11 shots yesterday, 19 and 14. So, look, part of this truth is certainly that Cleveland was not very good. They damn near lost multiple times throughout the playoffs. The James Harden experiment was a disaster for them. New York.
Wait, why do you think it was a disaster? Because they got to the conference finals.
It's the idea of where do they go from here? Because this was always the risk in getting James Harden. And James Harden was also a guy, like, he was such a liability on one end of the floor and nowhere near the superpowers that he used to have offensively that I mean, we talked about it on Friday. I would have sat him. He's unplayable. He's not scoring at a high level. And what is happening to him every time on the other end of the floor?
Oh, he had a bad series.
Like,
there's
they're
no
just attacking.
That.
He's had a horrible postseason. I mean, outside of one game in the second round, he's been terrible in every game. And now you either lose him for nothing or you re-sign him. Good luck either direction. You got a Mitchell decision. There's a lot looming in the air for Cleveland this offseason that makes them really interesting. But I think both things can be true. Like, yeah, New York had an easier path to get there. Cleveland was not, in my opinion, a title contending team. But it's also one thing to beat a team like that. It's another to dominate them in every facet of the game. Really outside of the first three quarters of game one. And then they overcame that and erased a 20-point deficit. And we all said in the aftermath of that, like, that was your chance, Cleveland, to kind of put a flag down in this series. They blew it. And New York largely dominated the rest of the series, including game three and game four on the road. So you can play a lesser opponent, but if you're looking like this and you're shooting like this, like, I'm going to give you a puncher's chance in the NBA Finals because we saw it last year with Indiana. We didn't think Indiana had a great shot, and they ended up pushing it all the way to game seven. And if Halliburton doesn't get hurt, maybe they win that series. They're playing really good basketball. They're a lot of fun to watch right now. And it was great for the NBA that they're back because it's a massive market. The interest is going to be there coast to coast. This was exactly what the NBA needed.
If you're not a Spurs fan, if you're not a Thunder fan.
Everybody's rooting for the Knicks to win the finals.
Everybody.
Bing bong.
I think that's a pretty big no-brainer,
bang!
Right?
Every single person on the planet outside of the randoms in San Antonio and OKC are rooting for New York.
Now, Swag brought up a good point of the media and how the media in New York, and then now you have Stephen A., who's also just randomly going to become the biggest Knicks fan again, even though he likes to clown him 90% of the time. Like, there is a part of that that's going to get exhausting, there's no doubt. But I ignore that noise.
Don't watch it. That's all you got to do.
And I say, what's better for the league? Like, I think the ideal thing for the league would be Spurs dethroning the Thunder.
Keeping the streak alive of no back-to-back
champions.
Keeping
the streak alive. Yeah. And then the Knicks getting 99 revenge in like a 6-7 game series.
Perfect.
And beating Wemby and saying, okay, Wemby, you got close, and you may get over that hump next year.
Probably will.
But it's Jalen Brunson time, and I wanted to talk about that because I find this interesting. So OKC's number one player and league MVP back-to-back is who?
SGA.
Canadian. Wemby, the alien, the freak.
French. We eat freedom fries.
I think you can make a very, very easy argument. Jalen Brunson is the best American player in the NBA.
Oh, I never really thought about that. Let me look up my guys.
You look up your guys.
Let me look up my guys here.
And you look up the guys.
Let me look up my guys.
And go through the guys and you tell me if I'm wrong.
All right, let me look at regular season numbers.
I think he's earned the right to the mantle. You can say you think
Anthony Edwards
is better. There's no doubt you can say that.
Yeah.
But what he's done for New York, and Ant's been great in Minnesota. He's been to back-to-back conference finals.
Yeah.
But we... In this league,
I mean, it's not that crazy to think about.
We reward the guys who do it right for
the
winning.
Guys who get there,
James Harden gets crapped on because, well, he hasn't won.
Yeah, he's also really bad every time he's there.
But there's a little bit of that.
And he's horrible defensively, and he doesn't try to play. And,
okay,
you know, he never took it seriously.
We understand why we crap on James Harden.
He puts on a fat bodysuit and tries to get traded.
But Jalen Brunson, I think, has earned the right to hold that mantle. In the last 2 years, what he did in New York last year and what he has taken them over the top with this year with maybe a title.
Is he the closest thing to Dwayne Wade we've seen since Dwayne Wade?
I feel like they're different games, but I see the point.
Like little of a undersized. Guy elevating?
There's other guys that maybe physically or athletically do more spectacular things.
Like, but you never looked at D-Wade above LeBron. Even right. when D-Wade won no. the title and LeBron hadn't come close to sniffing it, you didn't
no.
know. Well, D-Wade, it's yeah. D-Wade's league. It's like, no, that was an amazing run, but he also has Shaq.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is the hard part I have with all of these conversations, is that I don't disagree with the point, and now that I'm looking through names, I'm like, dude, it's a good argument. I would have laughed it off at the surface.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking through, and I'm like, Tyrese Maxey or Jalen Brunson, right? Jalen Brown or Jalen, like, you know.
I'm not saying some of these players aren't good.
The hard part that I have with it is just simply the idea of, like, if you flipped Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson or the Knicks in the NBA Finals.
Well, when did you flip him? Do you flip him right now, or are you flipping him when the Knicks sucked and signed him for the contract?
Yeah, like 2-3 years ago if you flip him.
I think that's the interesting thing to think about.
I'm not trying to disrespect Brunson because he's a terrific player and he's been awesome.
I'm not mad if anybody thinks it's Ant Edwards.
I think the pathway to the finals is easier in the East, although they are playing great basketball, yeah. and I do think he has a better team around him. But the Anthony Edwards would be the only one right now that I would make an argument for.
Totally fine, and I think that's a totally logical argument. I think the part that I would counter with is not the East this year, or not that if Ant Edwards was in Jalen Brunson's spot and healthy, they wouldn't win the East. It's more so like, look at what he has helped create mm-hmm. since they signed him.
Yeah, it's been huge.
You want to talk about kind of crazy things. You think I think I heard Bontemps say this, a snippet of it. Shaq in 96, LeBron in 2011, is it the third best NBA signing since those two? Free agent signings.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and remember exactly who was traded and who signed.
Because so many guys have either been drafted or traded to their situations that I'm just like simply a free agent.
I mean, Kevin Durant was a free agent.
Well, you know, there. That's actually a good point.
That happened.
That's a little of a cheat code, though.
I mean, that's, yeah, it's nonsense. He shouldn't have been a little
bitch. I guess from an organizational standpoint, yeah, that's hard to argue.
But now that, I mean, when you look back, so they, in the years previous, obviously, they didn't make the playoffs forever.
But in terms of what it's meant to an organization, Kevin Durant going to the Warriors obviously was going to cement them into a title, but they'd already won a title and been to a final.
They had just won 73 games and been in the NBA Finals. Like, it was,
they weren't downtrodden.
It took them elite to an eliter level.
The
that's
Knicks
not a
were
word.
A joke to us.
They were. They hadn't been in the playoffs forever. They made it in 2021, lost in 5 games in the first round of the Hawks. Went back, did not go back the next year. They did not make the playoffs. Then he re-signs, and it was second round of the playoffs. Second round of the playoffs, conference finals,
NBA
and
finals.
Now NBA finals.
I mean,
yeah. Remember when Josh Hart was great? We traded him for Cam Reddish
and a first round pick
that turned into Chris Murray.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, he's good. He's all right. Don't worry about it. Everything's great. The last 20 years have been great, though. Tom Dundon's ruining it all.
We had a Q&A with Tom Dunham this
weekend. We did. I saw that.
We also had a list.
Mr. Move the Team himself flew out to Raleigh. Was like, hey, what's going on here?
Is that what we're going to call Bill next time we have him on?
Hey, Mr. Move the Team.
Mr. Move the Team himself. Here he is. Look at this.
I've also had a chuckle in my head thinking about, like, San Antonio, New York, perfect NBA Finals. Nope, everybody's tired of OKC.
Yeah.
The SGA flop and stuff, like, we're just done with it.
I love that they've won one title. Everybody's done with OKC.
We're done with that. Move on. The one where De'Aaron Fox got called for a foul the other night where he just felt like, dude, I can't do it anymore.
It was so egregious.
I can't do it anymore.
Replay overhead makes that look so bad.
There's no contact. He just falls down 90% of the time he shoots.
And
that's why we're done with
that. Challenges left.
Yes, it's just ludicrous. And then people online, that's actually, it didn't get us. He said his landing zone. Like, shut up.
The landing zone.
San Antonio, New York. Great NBA Finals. I have chuckled internally of thinking, like, can you imagine a Raleigh, North Carolina versus Las Vegas Stanley Cup Final? And how everybody in Canada is like, dude, what? Raleigh and Vegas?
Vegas is going to win two of these things? Raleigh?
Raleigh, they already got one about 20-something years ago. They could get another one, too.
Just interesting thing about, man, Jalen Brunson and what he has meant to the Knicks. Tough day for the Mavs yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough time for the Dallas Mavericks.
Who could have possibly screwed up having Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson on the same team?
Nico. Tigers' very own.
That's right. Shout out.
One element of this series I want to talk about on the other side, and then at the top of the hour, it's a Mail Sack Tuesday. We'll get to that in the final hour. We have a list. Big old list was revealed. We'll talk about that. So, Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more on 105.1, The Van. We'll get to the big list revealed over the weekend coming up at the top of the hour. But the New York Knicks have punched the ticket to the NBA Finals, which means the Cleveland Cavaliers season has come to an end.
Good night, sweet prince. We barely knew you.
How would we react as a market if that's our game four? Clearly, we're losing that series. We're not going into game four thinking something crazy is going to happen, right? We don't have LeBron on that team.
No.
If I'm at the game as a fan, I'm booing him off the floor.
Are we mad today?
I'm booing him for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's also the double whammy of, like, what does your future look like?
But
which would be in the back of my mind. It's not like...
So you're booing them on the unknown future?
Yeah, I mean, you traded for a guy who we knew was a liability. That was your move at the deadline.
I get it.
And
he was a liability,
like we all knew he was going to be a liability. Like,
I don't disagree
with you.
We all
saw that coming a mile away.
They also got further in this era than they had ever before because of that move.
Very true. The Eastern Conference is also...
Is it going to be great next year?
No, probably not. Are they going to be great next year? Is Donovan Mitchell going to sign an extension?
Well, he's still got about 2 years left.
He does, but he's extension eligible this offseason.
But he's extension eligible.
And if he doesn't sign it,
you got to trade him.
You got to trade him.
Sign the extension.
So that's part of the thought of, like, is this it for that run?
I kind of agree. Dundon, I don't want to get ahead of the 7 a.m. hour because Dundon did a Q&A with Orem.
Yes, he did.
Who flew out to Raleigh to go talk to him. And part of what he said, I actually kind of agree with, of, like, the takeaway from the Jailblazer doc. I thought his takeaway was pretty good of, like...
Agreed, yeah.
Boy, we're so quick to want to cheer everybody, and then the minute it doesn't go well, we just want to boo everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, fundamentally against that. He doesn't want to see... In hockey, he's like, if we lose in the conference finals on our home ice, we're not getting booed. They're cheering us. Like,
no.
At some point, I hear what you're saying. Like, what's your future? Is that guy the right guy? You know, being swept never feels good. And it sounds a little loserish mentality, but I can kind of roundabout way I agree with it. Like, just give your team a round of applause. You made the Final Four in the freaking NBA, man.
Yeah, I think, look, we're probably being a little too hard. I also think context matters, right? Like, how you play in those games matters a little bit to me.
Well, it wasn't like they didn't try in game three. They tried.
Yeah.
I just think the Knicks are a wagon right now. Why can't we just say that?
They are certainly a wagon right now. They look to be at least in Eastern Conference terms, they are unbeatable right now. There's no doubting that. It's just the idea of, like, that's the last game of your season, and you come out, and what were they down by at halftime? 18, 16? I mean, the game was over at half. The game was over 2 minutes into the second quarter.
Yes.
And that's one of two home games that you had in the conference finals. So maybe we're being too hard on it. I also, to the Carolina, like, it depends on how my overall feeling is of the franchise and the overall health. Like, a young team getting there and getting swept. Let's use the Blazers as an example. When they went and played San Antonio and got swept, and what would that have been, 1999?
In 99, right? Coincidentally.
Kind of came out of nowhere, and you're like, hey, look at this. This is unbelievable. And Memorial Day miracle, and it didn't go the way that we wanted. There was that hope and that optimism, despite the way the series ended, of like, oh, we still know that this is going to be a good team for a while. That would be lingering in the back of my mind if I were a Cleveland fan. Their head coach might get fired. I would argue he should after the comments he made. Your best player might get traded this offseason because we don't know if he's going to sign an extension yet, and you're either losing James Harden for nothing or re-signing him for way too much money, at which point he will continue to be a liability. Mobley, your good young player, does not have an offensive game. Like, it just, there's a lot up in the air for them right now that would leave me as a fan feeling uneasy.
Well, speaking of uneasy and how not to handle something, let's go to the shoot. Do we have the shoot around audio of Atkinson? Yeah, we do. Okay.
Be wary of the balls in the background. A lot of balls in the background.
So there's balls bouncing. This was the day before game four. So they had lost game three pretty convincingly. Game
121-108 was the final.
Game two pretty convincingly. In game one, they choked a 22-point lead with 8 minutes to go. Kenny Atkinson, down 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals, said this in front of the media.
Analytically, I think we've won the I said 3 out of 3. We're 2 out of 3 in the expected. I don't know if you guys follow that. It was an expected score, you know, and we won 2 out of 3. And I know you're looking confused, but there is really, you know, if you believe in process and all that, like, man, take that layer. I know I don't throw that on them. I see it for myself. I'm like, man, we have this feeling. I have this feeling. Then I can go to our analytical table and be like, man, we are. You know, last night it was, the expected score was like 1.02. Us shooting way below expected, them shooting way over. You know, and I know no one wants to hear that. I think you guys like hearing it. I know, you know, general public, no one wants to hear that. Everyone's outcome based, and yeah, sure, I get that too.
Nerd! This is setting back the analytics community by a decade.
Oh,
anybody in analytics is like, don't, what are you doing? No. Now everybody's just going to make fun of us. No.
Now, I cannot wait for the analytics department. Like, there's, Danny's kind of one of these. He's like a split between what'd you do versus analytics.
Well, actually, your shooting percentages versus expected shooting percentages.
The so analytics the crowd, tournaments. Like, who's the first podcast that comes in and goes, five reasons Cody Atkinson was not incorrect with his comments.
It was actually right.
We'll give you the plus minus next on the pod.
You got swept and you lost three of the four games by double digits.
Well,
dude,
at this point, you're down 3-0. And
yeah, the series
like,
is over.
I don't want to hear it.
No.
This is over. It's a wrap. You blew game one. You've been terrible in two and three.
I get that some of your outcome base, like, yeah, dude.
Well, and then talk about not knowing an identity or reading a room. Here's James Harden last night being swept by the Knicks on the difference between the Knicks and the Cavs.
I can't even answer that question, honestly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it was 4-0, but I don't think we had a chance as far as our best shot, you know, from a standpoint of the circumstances. You know, obviously they dominated us 4-0, but yeah, I don't know if I can necessarily answer that question. Just because genuinely, I do feel like we are the better team. But,
Sizzler.
You know, series wise, you know, it didn't show it. So tough question to answer.
If I'm the owner of Cleveland, this Atkinson is fired. You can't overcome comments like that.
You're gonna fire him.
I'm
for
firing
the comments?
Him. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a coach say publicly. You're down 3-0 in a series. You've lost two of the last three by double digits, and you blew an 18-point lead in game one. And you want to come out and tell me your analytics people are telling you you've won two of the three games? Like, you're done. It's over. Your career's done. Go work in broad. Do whatever you want. Go work with computers. You nerd. And James Harden, I'm not re-signing you based on those comments. Well, I wouldn't resign him anyways.
I'm not resigning him anyway.
Anyways, but that was the nail in the coffin of like, no, man, you're not coming back.
I'm pivoting out and I'm trying to trade for Giannis.
You cannot come out and say we were the better team when you got swept. That doesn't seven game series, toss up games each way, overtime. Game went home. God, we were right analytically, we were right there.
Didn't we
felt
do that
like we could have won the series?
To the Warriors, it
we're
was like
stupid.
Three of the four games, we were up by 15 points or more.
Yes, it sums up how dumb people in this fan
games
base are.
48 minutes, kids.
Yeah.
I don't care that you had a lead in the second quarter.
Analyze that.
We did that twice against the Spurs. Did we feel like we were the better team than the Spurs? We blew double-digit leads in back-to-back games.
Given that it's a players' league, let me ask you this. Who had the worst comments, Kenny Atkinson or James Harden? Because I think it's Harden.
I think it's Atkinson because Harden's an idiot. Atkinson should know better. You're the head coach.
So Atkinson is... Look, he's not right to say that publicly.
His hat's too curved, too. The bill's, like, way too over-curved. It's like an aggressive curve to the
bill.
Yeah,
it was pretty aggressively curved.
You're
right.
The sides of the bill are almost touching.
I mean, Rory does that.
This is more than Rory.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's more than Rory.
My whole point is, like, Atkinson could have explained better of, like, analytically, we believe because of shooting expectancy and point totals or whatever the analytics are that him and his staff are looking at. He could have said that and then followed it up with, but we got to finish. And you got to win the games, and we're down 3-0, and you give New York that credit. If he does that...
It changes it a little bit.
I think it does change it a little bit.
Yeah.
Harden coming out after being swept and saying...
We're the better team.
I don't know if I can say who the better team is. I think we're the better team. We just didn't show up for four games.
It could have been either of us.
It's over! The series is over! It's done! What are you talking about?
I just...
There is no... It
him.
Is...
It's over!
It's over! And that's
the situation!
Damn it, James!
It's amazing how he has found... You know, we talk about guys who, like, redeem themselves or have these career arcs, were likable, unlike... It's amazing how he just... He finds a way every year, seemingly, to dig his hole a little bit deeper in terms of unlikability.
You see what Mitchell said? I love Donovan Mitchell. You see what Mitchell said? Someone's like, hey, that James Harden thing did pan out how you want it. You know, people disrespect James Harden. They don't understand how he's changed the game of basketball.
I don't care.
And we're a ring-dominant culture now, and it's just unfair. And I'm like, I do think we're a little too ring-dominant culture-wise in that sport, more
yeah,
so than any other.
Yeah, but we've been that way for almost 40 years.
Also,
give a rip about
how?
Defense.
How did he change the game? By putting his arm into somebody else's arm and then flopping it and going, hey, pal! And what?
You can say he changed the game for the worse, because now that we get stars who do that all over the NBA, not that he was certainly the first. Flopping existed before him, but his creativity with flopping did take it to a new level.
Oh, based on watching SGA, I think his hero's James
yes.
Harden. Yes.
I mean, if you want to have a lasting impact on the game, how about we attempt at any point in your career to play defense? Just a thought. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in basketball, it's not like football. You play on both sides of the floor.
Yeah. I still think it's Harden with the worst comments, but I hear what you're saying about Atkinson. I read the Atkinson ones, and I started laughing out loud.
You're down 3-0, man.
Not good. Not good at all.
See you next year, Cleveland.
See you next year, Cleveland. New York in the finals. We'll wait to see who they play between OKC and San Antonio. Loaded second out of the radio program. We got the list and a new Q&A. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague. We'll talk about that to kick off the second hour on 105.1 The Fan.